You're listening to Melting Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Weaver, and welcome to the late night channel at Melting Radio. Tonight, we broadcast the debut episode of Lilith Rising, a brand new poetry show created by Isabella Valentine. It is my pleasure to introduce this show to you for the very first time. Lilith Rising, Episode 1, is titled Cosmic Opium, The Space Commander and the Hologram. In this first episode, we witness the beginning of a relationship between a fatigued female space captain and a programmed hologram named Isabella. In what appears to be a restriction of ally gathering, the Galactic Commission denies the Republic from making new allies until the ship's transporter is repaired. In a clever move to communicate with the commander, Isabella bypasses the need to use the transporter by appearing in electronic form. Unfazed by the telepathic origins of their communications, the two agree to share in the reading of poetry and become relaxed together. The dub culture is invited to experience science fiction storytelling performed by Lilith Rising's small but vibrant cast. So, without further ado, here's Lilith Rising, Episode 1, Cosmic Opium, The Space Commander and the Hologram.
Transfer to my quarters. Have the lieutenant continue east and reduce speed.
Roger that. Also, there's been a detection on the radar. How should we proceed?
Open gate and assist fuel transfer. Hold my calls until further notice. Over and out.
Roger that.
Commander, I'm Isabella. Isabella Valentine.
Hello, Isabella.
Your telepathic transmission has been received.
So, you do exist.
Well, in hologram form, this is how I've been programmed.
It's like you're right here in front of me. Just like a dream I had. But wait, how did you know where to find me?
I believe you found me. My crew is approaching to replenish your fuel, but that isn't really why you called, is it, Commander?
Well, no. I've been under a lot of pressure, as you know, from both sides. The Galactic Commission denies the Republic from making new allies until we fix our transporter. We're either facing off drones or clones. It seems every day we're protecting our ship rather than exploring new worlds, and tomorrow we visit Nexus.
I hear you want to experience an illusion free of responsibilities.
Yes.
No questions to respond to. No decisions to make. No more calls to answer. No more manifest to sign. No radars to check.
Exactly.
So, what I'd like you to do, Commander, is get nice and comfortable. Settle into the sound of my voice.
Oh, I really need this. Thank you, Isabella.
You're welcome, Commander. I'd like to read to you while you relax. And it's okay if you doze off or even close your eyes. Surrender to poetry as I whisper to the groove that is you.
Yes.
Settle into the here and now and open your heart so you may go inward into yourself, into who you are, into the center of your heart and mind. Feel the core of your magic and expand to your edges and contract back to your truth.
Engaging.
Imagine for a moment, this moment, this very moment, that all around the universe, or universes, real or illusion, beyond billions of spirals of stars, distant activity happening across the night. And going even further still, in respects to what is smaller than a grain of sand, and equally as precious, from our small ships, we zoom through galaxies by the thousands, exploring, searching, understanding, feeling, touching, knowing, re-knowing, finding, revisiting, new planets, new galaxies, new shores, new civilizations. By all means, come inside. Deep inside your heart and mind. Ah. Walk on by, so you can turn right around. You mean you haven't asked yet, Commander?
Yes.
Like following with your eyes as it pulls closer and closer. Some people feel butterflies in the tummy or light waves of bliss. Perspiration increases. The lips increase in color. The heart rate elevates. Bleep, bleep.
Commander, I apologize for this interruption, but it's Senator Ipsilou from the Galactic Commission. She's demanding you take her call. How should we proceed?
Scannerless illusion. Come in, come in. Here and now. In this moment. In this very special moment. Recall a sequence of time in which you experienced the most beautiful, radiant sunrises, the most illuminating moons, flawless diamond stars, paragons of virtue. When you hovered above the ice of a planet's rings, warped through a darkness, glittered with beauty and light. Where the way you felt becomes the way you feel. When you hear each whispered marvel and love. Envision sunsets flowing off the coast of Orion 4. The sky, pure white, with peaks of gold, with four moons circling around and around. A triple moon eclipse. New galaxies. New suns
beyond the speed of time.
The life and death of a star.
The power curve.
Pre-orbital courses with Europa.
The third eye.
To wax and shine your engines with its gaseous
solar music.
Strange worlds that live in every microbe
universe.
From asteroid belts far, far away.
Takes your breath away.
To the alien bacteria that grows
every
in soil and no double sun
and purple rain
vibrates as you breathe.
Eclipse
between
awakening and sleep. There is daydream
out,
whispering from within.
And you are breathing and loving every moment that is you, that is now. The mechanics of the dream state begin with awareness of dots revealing a broader, deeper pattern with more depth, less span. Constellation symbols between worlds, eloquent and subtle. Sophisticated expressions of nature. You are a celebration of human life, and your life is precious, Commander. So relax. Chill. Unwind. Let go. So you may feel defluent, flowing away or melting with ease of relaxing, enchanting bliss. The balance of light and dark. Alive and open. Miraculous being. The echo of small things vibrate like lush rippling, shifting, introspective, pulsing, cosmic melodies, gluing textures together into a seductive and inviting playground. A sort of cosmic floating aqua lotus garden. Breathing magic in the here and now. Sublime beauty. A long cylindrical stem whirls through space. Spiraling vortices sweep spin elements fast and far away. As it approaches the sonic blender, you bask in marvel and awe. Soft focus lens of the mind's eye. Tenderize the edges' sharpness so you feel the spreading of light. That sort of haptic collation that pertains to the sense of touch. In French and Italian, the expression for love at first sight is coup de foudre and colpo di fulmine, respectively, which literally translated means lightning strike. The complexities of oneness and separation become braided together as the second sight orbits a new rotation. Matter, dark matter, antimatter, buzzing quarks. We are all atomically connected with everything in the universe. And separateness allows existence, and connection creates the pleasure of togetherness. For even a storm requires antimatter to create lightning. And from there, positive and negative charges forcing a separation which assists in its formation. As a dose of pleasure, consider leader formation and the return stroke. Once a channel of ionized air is established between the cloud and the ground, this becomes a path of least resistance and allows for a much greater current mandala to propagate from the earth back up to the leader in the cloud. This scores the fruit of this circle. Is the return stroke. With inner and it is the most patterns. Luminous and noticeable it's part rich. Of the lightning discharge. Rich. Lightning requires and the electrical breakdown of a gas, so it cannot exist in a visual form contemplation. In the vacuum of a space. Golden thinking to the however, point of saturation. Lightning has been observed within the atmosphere of other planets, and even the such as Jupiter detail and Saturn, and can then be summoned and presumably clear and vivid image. Magnetization is the result of lightning. Golden restrikes can cause a noticeable strobe light golden effect.
Thinking to the point
strobe light.
Golden knowing thinking this, to
imagine
the point
a mind current. Dream state. Shape shifting.
Capsulated gateway.
Yes.
Yellow white.
Strobe.
Yellow white.
Yes.
In further pulsing, expanding, inversing,
hot
morphing
spot
for psychedelic neon peaks.
An herbal,
metaphysical, geometrical, unconscious patterns.
A deep shade of navy
blue. A microcosm of the universe
in
from the human perspective.
Strobe
to the point of saturation,
whose gravity orbits
to the point of pattern,
the point
of
silence
which serves
to the
you in the
eruption of vision,
a long
way out in space,
golden silence,
space.
Saturated thinking silence, mandalas summoned at will,
strobe.
Whose gravity orbits a pattern.
A long, long way out in space,
space, space, space. Yet right here in your mind.
So far out.
Right here in your mind, Commander. Golden metallic kaleidoscope. Expands millions of beautiful forms. A circle of mirrors containing loose colored light fragments. Time, space, awareness. Light enters the other end. Mirrors reflecting mirrors. A long way out in space,
space,
space.
Needed on deck.
Hold my calls until further notice. Over and out.
Roger that.
Yet right here in your mind. So far out. Right here in your mind. Golden metallic kaleidoscope.
There are several examples
expands,
of
fans, which are defined as portraying exact
self-similarity,
quasi-self-similarity,
yes,
with statistical self-similarity.
Yes.
While fractals are a mathematical construct, they are found in nature,
a kind of holocryptic,
which has led to some inclusion in artwork. So far out.
Right here,
whose gravity orbits
a
photon sphere through your
constantly shifting
molecular
space.
And whose gravity
orbits
a pattern
so far
out through the glissade.
Right here,
a long way out
so
in space. Yet right here in your mind. Golden metallic flashes
of old forms dissolve
as you experiment with
shape-shifting
forms.
Shape-shifting
a circle
into geometrical
of mirrors
patterns
containing loose color
reflection
patterns,
symmetry,
rotation
time,
symmetry,
space,
20-sided geodesic polygon,
flashing ribbon effect,
shifting around the known and unknown,
multiple branches,
first
automatic
then air. Solid
and
mass.
You are the observer, Commander.
Shifted again from the preconceived
we
by the observers.
While sheets of light brightening
with your kaleidoscope mind.
Whether
sometimes the object
west
cell is filled
sometimes
with looping,
sound waves dissipate
so the
before
they
reach the
ear
and move through the object cell
within sacred
with slight movements
apart
from
the view
to the center lines.
One learns to understand
the
experience itself
smell
as pure,
that can be split
as the abode
into parts
of enlightenment,
each of which is
evocative,
an almost reduced copy
of the whole.
A mathematical fragment
is based on an equation
that undergoes
and
iteration,
ethereal,
a form of feedback
long
based on recursion.
Past
gone. Miles beyond here. And here completely. Crystalline and captivating. Poignant, sporadic simplicity. Rich, layered sounds of self. Articulating the poetry of Source. You are a delicious variety of mind. celebrated through every tone and breath. Lyrical magic voice you own, a precious expression of the wholeness of you. Interior and exterior manifestation of DNA combinations, circling life energy, inherent in all things. And as you dream, Commander, above the floating bamboo, a coral pink sky, eyedropper streaked with earlier blue. Ah, an eager moon, returning in time to see the sun. Ah, serene and luminous, the night crescents the day with masterful ease. Yes. Spring fusion, masterful ease. Spinning sun, rotating around larger bodies. Spring fusion, wavering vacuum, spinning sound sun from the sky. Rotating around larger unrealized bodies. Unrealized ponds, wavering vacuum, spinning sound from
and
the sky.
And we so relaxed.
Unrealized ponds. Rewater new species.
And you are so
and
relaxed.
You are so relaxed,
Commander.
The river between listening for newness and the re-knowing of the second first touch. Accessing progressively deeper levels of consciousness. A mystical sense of oneness and separation. Arriving at an astonishing intergalactic connection. The simplicity and complexity of both light and dark. Poetic balance. Congruency and alignment. Awe and marvel of the universe and ultimately of the self. And of yourself in others. Now the time has arrived for us to depart. It appears your fuel tank is now full. Your fuselage needs you, Commander. So go now. Explore new lands that await your arrival. The world is yours to experience. And you and your crew deserve every moment.
Do you have to go, Isabella?
I must. The Galactic Commission cannot know we've made contact. Our friendship must remain a secret.
I understand. You know how to contact me. How shall I get a hold of you if I need you?
50 years from now, you will see that you and I have become the greatest of friends. You found me before. Our destinies will reunite us once again. Just one question, if I may.
Yes. What is it? Anything.
Your name. I have not learned of your name.
I'm Lilith. Lilith Diana Vis.
The world is yours, Commander Vis.
Your poetry really touched me. I really wish you didn't have to leave.
Would you be satisfied with a voicemail?
Well, no. But I'll take what I can get.
So long, Commander.
Thank you.
You're listening to Melting Radio.
Commander, you have a call on the red line.